Blind Geek Zone podcast number 16 for September 24th, 2007. Hey, this is Rick, and welcome to another Blind Geek Zone podcast. I have a few different things I'd like to talk about today. First, I would like to talk about the ongoing petitions. Daryl Shandro has reported that Yahoo has taken down the assistance for the blind on their captchas. You used to have a place where you could click that would allow a blind user to say, hey, I can't see your captcha, and somebody would call you back. Well, a couple days ago, Daryl reported on his blog that had been taken down. So now we're left with no alternative whatsoever for captcha on Yahoo except to go get a sighted user to help us out. This clearly isn't acceptable. I don't understand why Yahoo has did this. I don't know if it's just because they're getting ready to implement a new change, which I really truly hope that is the case, or they're just pissed off at us because we've got a petition going and we're, you know, getting some press around the web and different places that are bringing this to people's attention. And, you know, maybe Yahoo's just pissed off and saying, you know what, screw you guys, you know, we're not going to do anything for you now. And I really hope that isn't the case, because if that's the way they want to play, then we all really need to step up to the plate and we need to get out there and sign the the Yahoo Access petition, and you can get to that at www.blindwebaccess.com. That's www.blindwebaccess.com. So if you haven't already signed that petition, and about 2,000 people have now, please go do that. It is very important. And if Yahoo isn't going to give us any alternatives whatsoever, then, you know, that's really just, you know, not fair. You know, all we're asking for is just equal access to the website as a sighted user would have. We're not asking for anything more. We're not asking for anything that's unfair. So I hope you all go sign that petition, and you can also get to the petition from my main page on my website. Another petition that is going on is for MySpace, and hope everybody will go out and sign that as well. So MySpace will give blind users equal access to their website as sighted people have. That petition is available through www.marrie.org. That's www.marrie.org. And that's Sarah Alawami's site. And you can get to the petition through there. So hope everybody will sign that too. You know, we're not asking for a whole lot here. We're just asking for equal access to websites as sighted people have. And, you know, that's only fair. And there are more and more sites that are putting visual captchas up all the time. And, you know, this is just going to become a worse and worse problem as time goes by if we don't speak up, make our voices heard, and let the sighted world know that we need equal access to websites as sighted users have. Okay, next, I'm was hoping, but apparently it's not out today. But the Jaws 9 public beta should be out any day now. Last week there were some indications from Eric Damery and Jonathan Mosen that a FS podcast was coming within days. And I also seen on the Blind Tech mailing list, somebody had posted an email that said Eric Damery would be in Philadelphia today demonstrating Jaws 9 to some place. I forget where that was now, but so apparently it will be out any day. It's public beta, so everybody can try it out regardless of their SMA level or what version of Jaws they're currently working on. FS hasn't said a whole lot about this release, being pretty quiet, but that's typical. So, but from all indications, it is supposed to be out by the end of the month, and FS typically releases things on Mondays or Fridays, so hopefully by the end of the week, this will be out. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the advances with Vista that should be in this release. you know, looking for, you know, all the bug problems that we had with 8 will hopefully be fixed. So, keep an eye out for that, and hopefully, like I said, it'll be out by the end of the week. Okay. I've built a new PC here, and that's been keeping me busy for the last couple of weeks, so I haven't gotten a whole lot done out on the website, unfortunately, and I apologize for that. I have recorded an Outlook Express Basics podcast that will be going up in the next day or so. I believe I have a couple tech chats from Joseph Lee that still need to be posted. And then I'll post the BGC podcast here. So should give everybody a few things to listen to. I apologize that I haven't gotten much up lately, but like I said, I've been really busy with the new PC. It took me a couple weeks to research it, and at least a week plus to get everything up and running. I had some serious issues with Jaws. Part of them my own doing, so that delayed me getting Jaws up and running for a while. But everything's running great now. It's an excellent machine. I've been posting out on my blog my parts lists and descriptions of the machine. I want to do some more blog posts talking about the parts and how the machine was built and everything. And I also want to do a podcast talking about, you know, putting together a PC, you know, from blindness perspective, and how that can be done to a fair extent by a blind person without too much sighted assistance. But you can go check out the blog and check out that there. And I guess what I'll say about it right now is basically just what I've said out on the blog. It's basically, it's an Intel Core 2 Duo, which is a dual core processor. It's 2.66 gigahertz dual core. It's really, really fast. The processor has 4 megs of level 2 system cache, which increases speed. It's a 1333 megahertz front side bus, which also, I guess, increases speed somewhat to the Northbridge chipset. It's using 4 gigs of RAM, DDR2 800. which is really fast. I could have went a little bit faster with it, but most of the systems for this processor are currently using DDR2-800, unless you're really an extremist and a high-end gamer. They've went to DDR3. Oh, I don't know if there's 1333 memory, but I know there's like gigahertz memory, so but didn't go with that. Got a 500 gig hard drive that's SATA 2, 3 gigs. Got a 20x DVD burner that can burn just about anything you can imagine. That's a SATA drive as well. None of the drives in the system are the old-fashioned IDE or PETA connectors, so that in itself makes connections a lot easier. No configuration, just plug them in and go. I have a 500-watt power supply with the system, so there's plenty of power. I have a 256 megabyte Sapphire video card that runs an ATI 1650 chipset. So the machine is capable of running on Vista, the Aero desktop, which really doesn't have any relevance to a blind user, but the system is capable of running the Aero desktop. Sound is basically through an Audigy SE sound card. Also have onboard sound, which I don't have enabled at this point, but or well, it's just temporarily disabled. It has been enabled. It's an Intel HD sound. It's at 8.1. Let's see what else. That about covers it. But been running JAWS 8 for Vista on it, and running Vista on the machine, and it is very, very responsive. You can throw just about anything you want at it, and it doesn't really slow down. I mean, I had to really throw a bunch of stuff at it to really even bog it down. I can run AVG and SpyBot at the same time as I'm, working with other things, and JAWS doesn't hiccup at all. Just overall, very, very fast machine. So I'm really looking forward to JAWS 9 and getting some reviews out there. But I will talk more about the machine over the next couple of weeks about how it was built, how I determined what I wanted for it. And hopefully, over at the Blind Cool Tech chat room here at some point in the next week or so, I'm going to have a Blind Cool Tech chat. And I'm going to talk about building PCs from a blindness perspective. So I'll have more information about that. And anybody that's interested can show up for that. The room holds 25 people at a time, so can hold a few at least. And I'll get back to you with more information on that as I decide on a time to have it. So that's basically why I haven't did too much this month on the website. I've been talking to a few of you out on Skype. I've got a couple people that have talked about maybe doing some audio contributions to the website. I really would enjoy anybody contributing, their audio to the website, as it helps me. It gives me more content to provide everybody. Let you guys listen to somebody else besides me running my mouth all the time. I was talking to a guy last night out of Florida, Jesse Hernandez. He was talking about maybe doing some podcasts on the new Mac OS. I think it's Leopard that's supposed to be out next month, and VoiceOver and all the things that he can do on his iMac. So looking forward to that. I'm sure there are some of us out there that might be interested in using a Mac for things, so looking forward to that. And basically, anybody else that wants to provide any audio contributions, just email me. I'll give you my FTP information so you can send that up to me. And anything tech related is pretty much what we're looking for. So if anybody's interested in contributing anything, just let me know. Okay, that's about it. Just as always, wanted to thank people that are continuing to contribute monies to the website. Those are always helpful. Wanted to thank contributors over the last month or two that have continued to do so. Hope anybody that finds the website useful will continue contributing. Any amount is greatly appreciated and helps cover my costs of running the website and getting new software and hardware gadgets for everybody to hear reviews of. So that wraps up this podcast. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, and I'll talk to you next time. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's RHARMON928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's RHARMON, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.